10 minutes past 9 o'clock. Welcome back to Radio Islam International on this Friday evening, which is 28th June, which also corresponds to 25th Shawwal 1440 AH. We say Jazakallahu Khairan for tuning in to Radio Islam International. Now in the studios of Radio Islam, we have Maulana Yusuf Pandor, who currently residing in Lenbro Park, but Maulana has studied the first 3 years of his Alim course at Jamiatul Ulumul Islamiyah, which is run under the guidance of Jamiatul Ulama South Africa in Fordsburg, and thereafter Maulana completed his Alim course by Hazrat Maulana Hassan Dokrat Sahab Damat Barakatuhum at Madrasatul Sadiqeen, which is based in Robertsham. And Alhamdulillah, Maulana also for 2 years was teaching at Jamiatul Tawheed Darul Uloom, and Maulana was also fortunate enough to be given an opportunity to teach under Jamia Maktab in Indonesia under the guidance of Marhum Hazrat Maulana Anwar Faracha Sahab Rahmatullahi Alayhi. And this is who Maulana Yusuf Pandor is, and is going to inshallah discuss with us the important topics of sabr and patience. So firstly, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah, Hazrat Maulana.
Wa Alaikum Salam wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh.
How's your health?
Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that, but my good friend, beloved listeners, let's make a dua for him. That Allah must grant him a quick and speedy recovery.
Ameen. Jazakallahu khair for your duas. How was the week, Maulana? Just around, you on holidays currently?
Alhamdulillah, you know how it is, whether you're on holiday or not on holiday, sometimes you have to do certain programs, so you're always in tune and in line with your kitab, so to say. So at least that's a bit of a bonus.
MashaAllah, at least you're spending your time constructively with your books and kitabs and spending your time fruitfully. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you and accept it. Amen. From you, and inshallah take you from strength to strength. Maulana, today we're speaking about sabr and the importance of patience. You can begin.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمد الله عز وجل ونصلي على سيد الأنبياء صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. Beloved brothers, sisters, listeners of Radio Islam International, we begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we humbly offer blessings and salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his entire household, as well as the illustrious Sahaba radiallahu anhum. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless one and all. You know, just before we begin regarding patience, just a thought came to my mind. You know, sometimes we say we're inviting people for a meal, or we need to go somewhere and perhaps someone's waiting for us at that particular moment. They're looking at the clock, they're looking at the watches, they're looking at the phones, and they're seeing the time is ticking and ticking and ticking. And at that time, imagine to tell the brother or the sister, listen, be a little bit patient. The man or the woman just said on the phone they're around the corner. According to Indians, we know what is around the corner. Nevertheless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. Tonight, inshallah, we would like to share a few points regarding patience. Many a times we often hear the phrase, be patient my brother, be patient my sister. Let us look at patience from a different angle, inshallah, and the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about patience and the way of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in Surah Rum verse 60, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاسْبِرْ إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٍّ. That be patient, not only being patient that you will get a reward, but Allah says that His promise is truth. He will fulfill His promise. So whatever you are going through at that particular moment, remember one thing or the other, that at the end of the day, you are going to get that certificate by Allah. You are going to get that trophy from Allah. You are going to achieve goodness and blessings because you held on steadfast to the teachings of Allah, to the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the hadith is found in Muslim Sharif. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and this is part of the hadith, the first part goes about saying that amazing are the affairs of the believer, that when goodness comes his way, where he's successful on a particular adventure or an endeavor, or he strives and he works hard and he reaps the benefits, then he should be grateful. Again, if you are grateful to men, you are grateful to Allah. The second part of the hadith, and that's what we'd like to focus because that's part of our topic. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءُ صَبَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. That if difficulty, hardships,
trials. We're going through a period where we feel we're down and out and we don't know how to combat it. We don't know where we're going to turn next in life or who should we turn to. At that moment, if we hold on steadfast to the key aspect of patience, then Allah says via the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that there will be goodness for that individual. So we all go through challenges in life, and that's why we're living in this world. You see, this world comes with tests, and paradise is a life, it's a place where the results of the test, if you had passed them successfully on the day of Qiyamah, you will achieve it. Hence, if you answered correctly the questions for this worldly life, then insha'Allah paradise awaits that particular person by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So coming back to the aspect of patience, we need to understand that patience is of three types. You get patience upon goodness, patience upon sin, and patience upon difficulty. Now I'm sure we know about difficulty because many of us or some of us only know what is patience upon difficulty. But we don't understand what is patience being about goodness. So we'll go through that as well. So patience upon difficulty, for example. You see that people are enjoying themselves, they're sitting, they're relaxing, but hang on a second, they're gossiping, they're backbiting, they're slandering, or they're lying. So you stay away from those particular things. So it's difficult at that moment because you're enjoying a beautiful and a juicy story. Or perhaps you would like to share some lighthearted moments, but there's some other things connected to the story, meaning that you might be slandering an individual, or you might be speaking bad about somebody, although you are making people laugh. That's not the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, there's a way you can entertain people, you can make people laugh, you can make people smile in a beautiful manner without bringing down any individual. So that's patience upon difficulty. And another example is patience on difficulty is during the winter nights, we have to wake up and perform our Fajr Salah. Sometimes the water takes a bit of a while to get hot, so you've got to be a little bit patient, take a small bucket or a small little utensil, put it there underneath the tap, and so you're not wasting that water. Later on you might use that water for cooking or for watering the plants or using it somewhere where you have not wasted that particular water instead of just letting water run for a few minutes, or sometimes even whilst we are showering, we let the water run and run and run. So it's patience upon some sort of difficulty. So patience also when it comes to salah, and that's the good things now. So we talked about patience on difficulty, we said patience on sin. But what about patience on goodness? I think most of us didn't understand or haven't realized there's something called that you've got to be patient when it comes to good things as well. So for example, you're going to read salah. Now you need to use the bathroom as well. Somebody's wasting the time in the bathroom. Salah time is going. You've got to be a little bit patient. What's happening? You're going for shopping. It's a good thing. You've got to buy the groceries. You're spending on your family. It's a charitable deed. You've got to have a little bit of sabr at that moment. So I guess on a lighter note, beloved listeners, perhaps we could say this, that when we're talking about patience, sometimes the husband and wife go shopping, and the husband has to be patient with regards to the wife when she decides to check every aisle because she's got hold of the letter that said today's specials. So she needs to look at how can she fill her basket, her trolley to maximum. So the husband, shame, he's got to be a little bit patient. Perhaps that's why Play Store has invented many games for the husband to relax for that particular moment or so. But again, the wife, she's also got to be patient with regards to the husband. How? Again, we're talking about, you know, it's the World Cup going on, so shame, the man's team is losing. And he's getting frustrated, so she's just got to be a little bit patient on that particular moment. When it comes to children, it's a different sort of patience that parents got to strive to achieve. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward our parents abundantly for the patience that they have shown towards us and their love. And again, we say for those listeners, perhaps there are some that are out there who have lost their parents or one of the parents. Not all is lost for you, my beloved listener, my beloved brother or sister. Remember, you can bring joy to their hearts because every now and then they are informed with regards to those that are living in the world. So if you continue good on their behalf, they will become happy with you, inshallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about sabr when it comes to the prophets. Remember, Nuh alayhi salam strove and struggled for so many years, 900 and something years. Then after that, the command came that now build the ark and those who accept your message will be saved. There was a lot of patience yet to endure. You want to look at Musa alayhi salam and Pharaoh as well. How much of patience yet to go through? The tyranny, the oppression, the difficulty, the challenge, the trials that were put in front of Musa alayhi salam. At the end, finally, the command came that now to cross the particular ocean. And we know what happened, the end result of Fir'aun. He was drowned. We want to look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And before that, let's look at the life of Yaqub alayhi salam with Yusuf alayhi salam. Then the other brother that was also told that he has to stay now with the minister at that time, who the brothers didn't know, was Yusuf alayhi salam. But there was so much of patience that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam had to endure, had to persevere through their lives. At the end, Yaqub alayhi salam, what did he say? That he will endure sabr and he will endure a beautiful sabr. Because at the end of the day, if a person's heart is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then verily he or she knows and understands that my Allah will never let the good that I am doing, even though it may be difficult at that moment, go to waste. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through so much of difficulty with regards to the persecution of the Quraysh against his family, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, but yet at the end of the day he didn't lose hope. And the message today with regards to patience is that we shouldn't lose hope when we are going through difficulty. Yes, we all need to go through some difficulty in our life. But again, there's a plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He wants to make us better individuals when we come out of that particular calamity or challenge. So in Surah Baqarah, verse 155, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how He tests people in this world. When He says that we will certainly test you with something with regards to fear. Perhaps you would like to walk, it's a beautiful evening, and you'd like to take a nice stroll, but you can't because of something outside that causes fear to you. So again, that's fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You got to stay indoors on a beautiful evening. Then when it comes to hunger, in the month of Ramadan we experience this. But what about out of the month of Ramadan? You might be going on some sort of picnic or an outing, and there's no halal places which you may indulge and enjoy yourselves in a particular meal. So at that time you got to just use the snacks and the crisps and the chocolates and the juices and whatever else you can use at that particular moment. So a little bit of hunger at that time. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we will test you with some sort of decrease from your wealth or from lives or from fruits. So sometimes perhaps you might be sick, going through some difficulty. Allah wants to see where does your attention turn to. Someone close to you, suddenly there's a death in the family, and perhaps that person was very close to you, meaning it was a support person to you. When you were down, you could talk to the individual, suddenly you were cheered up again. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a young child away, or Allah takes away your son, your daughter, your father, your mother, or your friend or a relative. What do you do at that moment? Do you lose hope and say, why did this individual have to go at this time? Couldn't Allah given somebody, the person that was close to me, perhaps another 10 more years, so at least then I would have been okay if an individual had to be taken away? Then Allah says, we will test you, but at the end of the day, good news, glad tidings. What's the glad tidings? Glad tidings are for those who adopt the quality of patience. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, found in Bukhari and Muslim Sharif, ما يصيب المسلم من نصب ولا وصب ولا هم ولا حزن ولا أذى ولا غم حتى الشوكة يشاكها إلا كفر الله بها من خطايا. That there is no Muslim that goes through any difficulty, any challenge, any fatigue, any tiredness, any grief, any worry, any distress, any harm, any sadness, to such an extent that even if a thorn has to prick an individual, Allah says that we will use it to expiate the sins of an individual. You know, we're talking about certain things that Allah says that if you hang on for a second, just be a little bit patient on that which is not according to your desires, look what the end result will be. I remember some time ago in school, we had one of our ustads, And he was giving us an example, and I thought to myself at that time, like, how would this like affect us in today's life? And when it comes to us in a certain way, then we think about it, and how great is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he gave us the example, and he said, sometimes we might have something in our pocket, a key or a phone or a watch or money, something valuable, and we need it urgently. We know, ask the mother, ask the sister, ask the brother, ask the father, that sometimes you're looking for your house keys, you're looking for your car keys, and you put it in one side of the pocket and your hand goes in the other side of the pocket. What happens at that moment? Even if it is for a slight second, you're worried, you're in distress, you're thinking, oh, what happened to my keys? How am I going to open the car? What happened to the money? What happened to my phone? And then the hand goes in the other pocket, subhanallah, it's still there. But even for that moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful that He forgives an individual because of that small distress he undergoes. So when we're talking about patience, sometimes it's important for us to realize, and in my humble capacity I'd like to say, that it is important and imperative to make note of the fact that sometimes We should not just say to an individual, listen, my brother, my sister, be patient. It's easier said than done. Sometimes, if you are able to help an individual through that calamity, through the catastrophe, through the difficulty that the individual is going through, then let us do so. Then afterwards, if we have tried, then we say, my brother, my sister, look, we also need to be a little bit patient on it. Allah is testing us. Allah wants to see where our attention is going to turn to. So on that note, when Allah wants to see our attention, when we are patient, it's not just you're going through difficulty, so yes, be patient and sit and wait and then hope for the best to come. No, at that time, engage in some sort of nafil salah, engage in some sort of dua, engage in some sort of istighfar, engage yourself in some sort of charity and other good deeds, because you are telling Allah that I'm going through a difficult period, but this will help ease my situation. So like an individual wants to go to the masjid or for a program, or he wants to go to the mall, for example, you can't just sit inside the car and say, Ya Allah, take me there. I'm patient. You know, I've got this beautiful car that's in front of me, but I'm patient and I'm not going to drive fast. So, Ya Allah, you just take me there to that place. But you haven't put on the ignition. You haven't started the car. You haven't taken the car out of the garage or the parking area. You have not moved the car for a few centimeters or a few meters. How do you expect just to sit and ask Allah to take you there? In fact, that is going against the system of Allah, because the system of Allah is what? You need to make the effort, you go through difficulty, you need to be patient upon it, carry on working, striving, doing your best, then Allah will take care, because that is His job. Beloved listeners, we'll end on this particular note. Sabr includes forbearance, tolerance, endurance, and the steadfastness to achieve even in those moments. The Arabic saying, patience is a key of comfort. At the end, we know, when you are patient, you enjoy the great fruits that come out of it. And a beautiful quote I came across, patience is not about waiting, but the ability to keep a good attitude while waiting. Yes, we know the things are in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we had explained what we should be doing at the time of being patient. Then we will really enjoy the fruits of the benefits and the success that comes with that individual. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us, to protect us, to honor us, to bless us. Wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad.